What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
That's Steven Throw Hook. Please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Luke. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hey, congratulations on 20 years of radio craziness.
Oh, thank you very much, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Luke, you understand how this here game is played?
Yep.
All right, today we offer you three categories. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Animalize this, fellas.
Deputies in Colorado's Weld County, they wrangled an escaped animal, the second such incident to occur within a five-day period. Now, the Weld County Sheriff's Office, they said the deputies were dispatched to the Camfield area on Friday night to catch the loose animal. This incident comes just 5 days after Weld County deputies wrangled a different escaped animal, same type of animal, but a different one, 5 days earlier in Lakewood, only about 60 miles away. Camfield area resident Brian Bunn, who reported the most recent animal sighting to authorities, assisted with the capture. Quote, "I didn't know anybody out there had this type of animal, to be honest. They're pretty intimidating." But he helped deputies corral the animal and lead it into a waiting trailer. Now, the animal was identified as an escaped pet named Dash. He was returned to the owners on Saturday. The question is, what type of animal is Dash? Is Dash a monkey? Is Dash a camel? Is Dash an emu? Or is Dash a tiger? So monkey, camel, emu, or tiger?
Okay, so just to back up, you said which town in Colorado this was?
Lakewood. This is in, one time they had to capture the same animal was in a place called Lakewood. That's 60 miles away from this area, which is just described as Weld County.
But Luke, I'm going emu, buddy.
Okay, and the other options were a monkey and which other one?
Camel and a tiger.
Okay, so I think it was a tiger.
Okay, final answer.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay. What are you thinking, Ted?
Hey, Mike, what day is it?
It's Thursday.
Oh, damn it!
Game day.
Are you saying camel?
Yes,
man. Oh, you are in a hot streak
really
today.
Hump day. I thought, yeah. My bad.
You know, Mike, what day is it? Yeah. Which was a camel. Mm-hmm. Today, Thursday. But you still got the capital of Chile,
you're
right?
I'm still going with camel.
God dang it. What did they wrangle? Like a monkey, a camel, an emu, or a tiger? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gregory has animalized this on Profile This. We go to Colorado. Deputies wrangled an animal for the second time in 5 days. Not the same animal, the same type of animal.
Yes.
Question is, what did they have to wrangle? Monkey, camel, emu, or tiger?
And Luke, that is the question that we pose to you. Let us start with... Well, let's start with you, Luke. You went with the tiger, and why not? The guy had tongue breaks there.
Yeah.
I get the feeling if they had to wrangle two different tigers within six, this would have been a national news story.
Yes, it would have.
So you can rule out tiger based on that alone. Now, D. Ted Smith, in spite of today being Thursday, you went with a camel.
Camel.
Mike, 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 Mike.
Hump day.
Yesterday was hump day.
Nope.
It was not a camel.
Mm. Come on, emu.
Now you went emu, because why the hell not? And you are correct, sir.
All right. Why did they just call Doug?
Yeah. Maybe Doug was the other one they called.
Nemo.
It is Doug, right?
Yeah, Doug.
He's with Doug, yeah.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time. It is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Top-notch program we got here.
Your choices today. Seth Meyers.
All right.
The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Smith.
Ted.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The Wall Street Journal over the weekend published a profile about a divorced couple that still shares a house to keep their low mortgage rate. Man, this economy is tearing our families together.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Myers.
The Wall Street Journal over the weekend published a profile on a divorced couple who still share a house in order to maintain their low mortgage rate. Man, this economy is tearing our families together.
In my day, that was called being Catholic.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'll just wait till they're 18.
That's right.
A new report found the average tooth fairy visit costs $15. So nice to know that inflation is also destroying the mythical economy.
Oh. What the hell?
$15.
I don't even want to guess on that. I'm stunned by the number. Fallon.
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 A new report found that the average tooth fairy visit costs about $15. It's nice to know that inflation is also destroying the mythical economy. And that's,
I mean, listen, you got to get punched in the mouth and lose like seven teeth or
something.
Yes. Damn.
The new host of Wheel of Fortune, Ryan Seacrest, stunned longtime co-host Vanna White by explaining the clicks on the wheel are made by rubber bands. And not to be outdone, Vanna stunned Ryan by explaining she can't actually spell.
Vincent Smith.
Is that you?
Jesus. Now you all can see just how proud of his own jokes he is. At KISW Rock on YouTube.
I couldn't get that one out. A video has gained attention online that shows a Kentucky nurse performing CPR on a baby raccoon that almost drowned in moonshine after falling into a dumpster behind a distillery. Or as it's also known, the full Kentucky.
I think Seth.
Foul. That's Seth Myers.
A video has gained attention online that shows a Kentucky nurse performing CPR on a baby raccoon that almost drowned in moonshine after falling into a dumpster behind a distillery. Or as it's also known, the full Kentucky.
There's just so many raccoons.
That's just dumpster, moonshine, raccoon.
Are you guys familiar with Lainey Wilson?
Yes, country singer, right?
The chick with the big butt.
It's not nearly as big anymore. She's lost a lot of weight over the years. Okay. Hey, look, she wasn't fat. She was just a little more voluptuous.
So she's just losing it. She chooses to lose it just in the butt.
Well, I don't think she's choosing to. Okay. It can happen. I don't, you know.
She was working her ass off for the past couple of years, literally. She was just, she was on stage, just running all over the place. She was going full bore, so her rear just started going away.
I mean, that's the only reason I know who she is. But yes, I am familiar with her.
Correct. She does have some good songs about drinking and stuff. But yeah, it was kind of famous, that meme. Because she was still relatively unknown. She was an opening act.
And her butt is kind of what
elevated. But she was one who was like, yeah, thanks for the compliment.
Yeah.
Okay. She was also on Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. She played a country singer.
Was she a regular character?
I believe
so. For like a couple seasons, and then she came back for the finale.
Okay.
Anyhow, she was on, they're going to be on Family Feud tonight. Her and her fiance, Duck Hodges.
Nice.
Duck.
Plays football. Did play football.
He was a quarterback, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
I mean, what part of the worst quarterback room of all time? All right. Mason Rudolph, Duck Hodges.
Whoa. Oh, really? Oh, God.
Yeah, I think that was the year Pittsburgh was like, we don't throw touchdowns.
Yeah.
Najee, you're up.
Anyhow, tonight she will be on Family Feud. They asked her a Britney Spears-inspired theme question, and her answer was pretty good.
Name a Britney Spears song that describes you in the bedroom.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Got you for that sexy. All right. That sexy thing.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, it's up there.
God, she's adorable.
She is. And the accent, it does it.
Yeah.
I'd
have been like, oops, I did it again.
As they said, when you watch it tonight, Steve looked stunned. Duck couldn't help but grin. It's still a good answer.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big target.
maybe she just went slapped.
You know, probably get a running start to dive in. Damn it. Here comes the Duckster.
Round two, Fatso.
The flying spike.
Oh,
wank,
no.
Wank, 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 wank.
And get up in that quack.
Affleck.
She have a butt quack. Damn, the two of them are together. Yeah,
damn,
yeah.
Damn.
But, well, and I will say, in her defense, she is from the South, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But people always get on about, like, the country twang and this and that. But I was listening to Zach Top. He's a pretty famous country singer right now. Mm-hmm. But he's from the Tri-Cities, I believe.
Oh.
So they asked him about it, and he's like, well, I sing country music. Then he's like, and I've lived in Tennessee. I've lived in Nashville for years now. He's like, you can't help it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's like, look, you start hanging around with a bunch of Englishmen before you know it, you know.
You got an accent.
Brev.
You turn into Madonna.
I do, yeah.
She's born in Baskin, Louisiana.
Well, yeah, she's already got it.
Yeah. Well, also, I think, too, it's kind of odd how we decide. Like, to me, like, I get it. Country music, generally, you think Nashville and Texas.
Sure.
Which I think people need to be reminded. Nashville is in Tennessee. That is the South. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Nashville. It's like, it is a big metropolitan city, but still South. But also, country can be a lot of things, right? You watch Yellowstone. Those are cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
There's cowboys in California. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you look at Eastern Washington.
There's cowboys.
Like, if you're from Yakima,
that's why they say country and western.
Yeah, you're probably a cowboy too. Everybody's a cowboy.
Yeah, you walk into bars with hats on.
I wear the hat all the time. I'm gonna break it out. I mean, look, you better believe when I go watch Formula One in Austin. You don't think I'm wearing that hat? I'm gonna wear it on the plane.
Well, it's probably good for sun too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is. It's phenomenal.
That's why he's doing it.
Yeah, and you're right. I can't ride a horse.
Do people believe the gimmick you're doing?
I would say it's a gimmick.
You know what I mean?
You sound more authoritative. It is a conversation piece. And I love just going.
Do you declare stuff more?
Ma'am. Just stuff like that. Or if you say something slowly, it sounds more like epic.
Like gravitas.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, you know what they say, the more I smoke, the smaller the filly gets. And you tip your hat, and they're like, God damn, he's so wise.
He's a piece of poet.
I just wanted to hear you say something mundane, like, yeah, drive and stand outside this carousel for 20 minutes waiting to get my bag to carry on. Little 3x2 black nylon. You ain't seen nothing like it.
Black like Terry Black.
All right.
Trees in there, you know. Man, bring his shaving cream with him. I'm just waiting for it. Yeah, the carousel.
Somebody's got poop, ma'am.
Right. I ain't saying I'm pinching one off, but it looks like a gorilla's poking his finger on my backside.
Chop this log.
All right, so the Emmys are on Sunday night. Obviously, people are fired up. Kind of interesting here, though. So they basically timed out what show do people spend the most time watching.
Okay.
Any guesses? Now, keep in mind.
Oh, I have no idea.
Is this cable, network, or both? Like anything that's been up for an Emmy?
Both. So this is all the nominated shows in any category. What show do you think spent the most time watching?
I don't even know if it's been nominated, but I'm going to guess that it's a drama of some kind.
It's for Outstanding Reality Competition Series.
Is it The Bachelor or one of those?
Survivor.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
They're like on season
870. Is that because it's an hour, maybe?
Maybe, or because there's so many of them.
Well, good for them. There's a reason it's still on.
462 million total viewing hours.
It's Jeff Probst's penis.
I did not know that show was still that strong.
The second most watched show only gets half of that. That was The White Lotus, which is up for Outstanding Drama Series. It only had 210 million.
Jesus, man.
People were talking a lot about that one, though. White Lotus.
Right. White Lotus, third on the list.
But I think that Survivor.
Right.
I mean, is two times more. I can't believe that. I walk out on the commercial.
What was so big about this season that got everybody watching it?
Teeth.
Third on the list, Abbott Elementary. Right? After that, you have Only Murderers in the Building, Severance.
I still got to watch that one.
You hear a lot of people. It's kind of the point of this article is like, who's watching Survivor? I don't hear people talking about it.
No.
Miles, are you watching Survivor?
No.
Liar.
Liar.
Dude, I watched the first two seasons
of
Survivor.
Oh, I didn't make it through
one. What year was that? 1995, 6?
No, the first Survivor, I believe, was 1999. It would have been the summer of 99.
I know they used to do viewing parties at bars for Survivor.
Or maybe 2000.
Bohagers used to put it on a giant screen. They packed
them. Bohagers did a lot of things.
Yes, they did. Yep.
The last show I saw at a viewing party, and I didn't know. I just went to this bar. Right. And I was like, look at all these chicks. We should come here all the time.
It's that Love Island thing?
It was Love Island.
All right. So we had a house sitter, and our house sitter is a daughter. And when we got back, they're like, hey, we threw like a party in her basement. We're like, oh, that's cool. We're like, what? We're trying to think, is there a holiday? Did we miss someone's birthday? They're like, either the season premiere or season finale of this Love Island show. And I'm like, are you serious? They're like, your house was full of women. We were all screaming. I'm like, I'm so glad I missed that. I am so glad I missed
that. Maybe you're not.
I am. Oh. If you're screaming, I can't be around.
Dude, same thing. I was in this party. It was this summer. And I mean, we were sitting, like, they had TVs inside. It's one of those places, like garage doors.
Yeah.
So me and my buddy are sitting outside having a rosé slushy.
Oh.
And you hear people screaming like a sporting event. And I'm like, what in the F? And it's like, Love Island. And all these chicks are like, Love Island, dude. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah. They say, like, matter of fact. I'm like, I know nothing about
the program.
Love Island's not that. As far as trashy TV goes, that one's a lot of people like that one. It seems like a big guilty pleasure.
Didn't you watch some of that, Mike?
Oh, I watched the entire season.
Oh, did you see the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's awful, but I can't look away.
Okay.
That's fair. Right.
Sticking with some of the Emmy stuff, this is kind of cool. Nate Bargatze, he's hosting the Emmys. Every winner gets 45 seconds to say their thank yous.
Now, is that 45 seconds from the moment that they announced their name or the 45 seconds?
Wait till you hear this gimmick he's doing. Oh,
so Nate said he'll donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, but he'll take away $1,000 for every second the winners go over their allotted time.
All right.
And if they're short,
he'll add $1,000.
Thanks.
Nice.
And he also has the Boys and Girls Club members up there.
Nice.
So they are, like, if you're going over and you're taking money away from them, they're just gonna mean mug you.
Oh, yeah. Correct.
Yes.
They're going to come out. You're going to have to look them in the face. It's real. It's real. I know people work hard for the Emmys and stuff, so I feel bad, but that's the plan.
That is the plan.
Hey, good.
That's awesome.
That is pretty funny.
And I just like the idea of people judging you on stage. And like, look, he's right.
You're
it is
taking
tough.
Away from the
this
children.
Might be the only time you get to win an Emmy. You want to thank everybody, but also like Boys and Girls Club. Do you hate children?
Right. Because every second is $1,000.
Right. 45 seconds. Thank the people you need to
get
the hell off the mic.
Yeah, if you go 15 seconds over, that's $15,000.
Right. That you cost the Boys and Girls Club.
Who do amazing stuff.
But I think he's doing it not because it takes people that long to thank people, but people, as we see a lot, cannot stay on track.
Yeah.
I also think...
And there's a lot of talk. We don't care. Thank the people you're going to thank and be done. I think with that, he's like, look, I'm going to eliminate your opportunity to say something stupid.
And if it was me, I would do it quickly to make him shell out more money of his own.
Yes. Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Exactly. Like pay up, Nate.
6 seconds.
Let's see. You got Thursday Night Football. You have the Green Bay Packers hosting the Washington Commanders. That's all over on Amazon.
All right. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A South Dakota man has been by a cobra. Then he dropped on the floor.
Yeah.
We head to California where a man is headed to jail for once again smelling someone's back door. Long Island woman grabs a flare gun, shoots her neighbor in the face. Nice. A woman pulled over had $100,000 in meth in her briefcase. And a Texas man is reunited with his blind pet pigeon that can't fly. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to South Dakota where some animals are best left out of the home. They're best left out of the home. Authorities were called to a local apartment on reports of a snake bite. It turns out that the resident managed to sustain a bite from an African cobra, a very venomous snake that is illegal to own in the state. Inside the apartment, authorities found their bite victim, whom they rushed to the hospital for treatment, as well as two African cobras and an eastern diamondback rattlesnake, also not allowed to have, but it was inside of an enclosure. The story goes that all three snakes were quote-unquote secured, with the two cobras residing in plastic totes, which were eventually knocked over, spilling the two snakes out of their plastic enclosure.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have them?
I don't know. Just has a doggone rubber made holding it.
I mean, it's a snake that you can't really handle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, just based on what they are, it's like, why do you have them?
Do you think he was holding them to maybe sell them to somebody who would want to present it in an enclosure that has glass?
Or maybe it's just that guy that's what he wants. I mean, I get it. People have their thing. But
I can't imagine
like,
that they have a great old time just being in a dark Rubbermaid tub.
I would not think so.
I gotta be honest with you. I have known people over the years to own snakes. I knew one guy that had a lot of them. I don't think he ever owned a rattlesnake.
No, you can't handle
them. Yeah.
It was around that time that the owner stepped on one of the animals, causing the bite that landed him in the hospital. His condition is unknown at this time, and authorities used this as an opportunity to highlight the dangers of owning venomous snakes.
Of owning, you know, wait, if you own a cobra, That's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
I'll be dead.
Mm. You see, they have fangs, and they're known to strike. And
some of them spit.
Yeah, they do. Right for your eyeballs.
Yeah.
It's called a spitting cobra.
That's right.
We should inform people that.
I'll be damned.
Having a venomous cobra is not a good idea.
I've owned a couple king cobras in my day.
I just got one.
You put down two king cobras, you're going to be drunk.
Yeah, that's why it exists.
Oh, it's a Brando, like 40-ounce malt liquor.
Thank you. Okay. I did not know. I thought we were making jokes.
Oh, yeah. King Cobra. Yeah.
I can't do malt liquor, dude. It makes me sick.
It makes you sick.
No, good.
It
does. Yeah. Good, good. That is good if malt liquor makes you sick.
I remember I was in a bar not terribly long ago, and they were like, hey, you can get a brass monkey up at the bar. I was like, I've never had that before. I like the song. Let's go do it. He pulls out a Colt 45. Is like, what's that? Malt liquor.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, like Norm's when it was in Fremont, right? Is Norm still there?
No.
They used to sell 40s, but it was like 40s of like PBR or like Budweiser.
Yes.
Nice.
So you'd sit there and drink a 40.
They give it to you in a bag.
If you drink a 40 of malt liquor, like it literally will mess you up. It's completely different.
God.
Now, with that said, I was partial to Mickey's.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
That's how we know it'll mess up.
Those big mouths get under.
That was the one that I knew that I couldn't do malt liquor because the mother-in-law, Mickey's as well. She liked the grenades. She liked
the
the little puzzles that they had on the caps too. So we went and found them, and then I got sick.
Yeah,
yeah.
You guys ever heard of Edward Forty Hands?
Yeah.
Oh, don't ever do that.
No, God, no.
You can't get out of your.
You're gonna die.
You can't unzip your pants.
No,
you can't even pee.
No, you can't.
That's why I do
people,
pants.
I've seen people double do that. Yes.
No. In other news, to Southern California, where one man just isn't getting the hint. A man with a lengthy history has just been arrested for the same crime yet again. His first arrest was back in 2023 after he was caught on TikTok on a video inside of a local bookstore, crouched uncomfortably close to a woman filming the video. seemingly attempting to catch a whiff of her backside.
And he posted this on TikTok.
She did. She was making the video, and here's this weirdo who's tying his shoes behind her right up against where he could
smell it.
The video ultimately led to his arrest, but it did little to curtail his actions as he's been arrested twice in 2 months this last summer.
Come on, man.
For the very same crime, earning him the endearing title of California's serial butt sniffer. He's been sentenced to a meager 135 days in county for
violating his parole. Would you eat butt sniffer cereal?
Butt sniffer cereal.
Turns some milk chocolatey.
Oh, no, man. Come on.
Do you think you can really smell it?
If you get that close, sure.
He's doing that for a reason because it does something for him. So, yes, unfortunately, I think he can.
All right.
But just in case, hang on, I'm moving stuff. I shouldn't have done this first. Uh-oh. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Texas, where a couple are reunited again. The owner of a local auto service shop is a pet that's become well-known and loved. A loved personality to his customers, his pigeon, Kevin. Unfortunately, Kevin had the misfortune of becoming an accidental stowaway after he took a rest in the back of someone's truck and didn't leave until the truck was tracked down by authorities who eventually found the bird and returned him home. But why wouldn't Kevin simply fly out of the bed of the truck, you ask?
Come on, Kevin!
When he was a baby, he was kicked out of the nest, leaving him not only without feathers or the ability to fly, but he's blind as well.
Do you think he was blind?
He has no feathers?
Do you think he was blind just based on the fact that he was kicked out of the nest and, like, fell on his head?
I think so. Yeah, pretty much.
He has no feathers and he's blind.
Yeah.
The mom had to know. Something's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was likely something going on there that she just rejected him, and so she pushed him out of the nest.
Too bad.
But he has no feathers. He's blind, and he's just sitting in the back of the truck.
I'm home.
What if humans can do that? I'm not taking that one.
He didn't even know he was lost.
Yeah.
Try again.
Men's room sports. The Mariners continue to dangle the carrot for the people of Seattle, holding onto a tied ball game all the way into the 13th inning last night, which concluded with a walk-off bomb by Leo Rivas to seal the Mariners' sweep of the Cardinals. They hope to ride the high tonight as the Angels are in town for a four-game series that starts a little later on tonight over en route. And the ball is in the Mariners' court because the Astros lost the game today. Therefore, they are a half a game out of first place.
Okay.
If you see me
at
the game...
You
yeah, I did.
Mariners going to lose.
They will. If you see me at the game, buy me a beer because I'm going to be a sad Mariners fan. You've also got some college football currently underway on ESPN and ESPN2. And Thursday night football between the Commanders and the Packers is in full swing over on Amazon as far as your weather. Partly cloudy skies and a little bit of fog this evening. Drop temperatures down to the high 50s. Tomorrow, we've got some clouds in the morning opening up to a pretty decent sunny day with a high right around 70. And that is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
All right, we'll see you finally Friday. The return of a bad choice Friday and Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.